The allure of the American cowboy attracts many visitors to our region, but cowboys don't only exist in the West. They're known in Italy, where the tradition goes back centuries and has a surprising connection to Buffalo Bill Cody. Camilla Kadelska reports.
We'll walk through and check out a couple of these. Some are printed in larger format on metal.
Buffalo Bill Center of the West, Karen McWhorter, is giving a tour of the center's newest photography exhibit.
Titled Italy's Legendary Cowboys of the Maremma.
Along the walls are scenes that could very much take place just outside the doors of the museum in Cody. But if you look closely, there are subtle differences.
Their clothing in particular is one thing that our visitors may notice of difference. These incredible clothes with roots in historical dress.
Their hats are not as tall or wide-brimmed as the American cowboy hat. The Butteri are located in Maremma, just outside of Florence and Rome, where they've been practicing this kind of cattle herding on horseback since some say the 1400s. University of Wyoming historian Renee Laygrade says one main difference between the cowboys we know is that the land they work used to be mainly marshes and swampland.
And this is where you see the equipment and the dress that the Butteri have. So they have these long sticks for, you know, chasing after the cows, but also they can pick things up without getting off their horses because you don't want to get off into the marshes.
Today, there are only about 30 or so, quote, real Butteri left, but there's a renewing effort to keep and revive the tradition.
I am Sofia Zanelli. I am 27 years old. And in my life, I am an agronomist.
As an agronomist, she works for a sustainable farm where there is one Butteri tending to the cattle. She goes out with him almost every day and does everything he does. But she won't claim that title because it's so traditional and hard won.
I start to go with them out with horses and help them with the work with cows and in general.
For Zanelli, it's very important to maintain the tradition. It's a starting point to more sustainably manage the land and cattle in the future. She says as people migrate to cities, a lot of rural land is being left behind. And the Maremma cattle, which the Butteri specialize with, are gentle on the way they graze.
So Maremma cows can be a solution to enhance those areas because they don't need particular care, and they eat plants that usually the other cows don't.
Gabrielle Saveri is the photographer of the exhibit in Cody. As an American-Italian, she was intrigued by the Butteri, but was never able to find a connection to them, until she met a French guy who knew a lot about horses.
I told him I had this dream always to go riding with these Italian cowboys. And he says, oh, I can help you. And he says, I know them. And he says, I'll give you the name of the guy to call.
She called, and soon enough, Saveri traveled to the Maremma region.
Well, if you go to Maremma, what the Butteri will tell you is that they are the oldest cowboys in Western Europe.
The beginnings of the Butteri is not so clear, but a competition in the 1890s is seared in the Italian cowboy memories. That's when the two worlds collided. Historian Renee Laygrade says Buffalo Bill Cody traveled to Rome with his Wild West show. He wanted a face-off between the American cowboy and the Butteri. One of the competitions he made a bet on matched the two different cowboys to see whether they could mount three wild stallions and stay on.
One of the riders, Gusto Imperiali, rode two of them, and they're about ready to do the third one when Buffalo Bill says, sorry, competition's over. You exceeded the time limit. You didn't do it.
Buffalo Bill had won some of the other competitions, so Laygrade says he stopped it because he realized he was going to lose the bet.
It becomes this huge thing in the papers. Cody's called a cheat, dishonorable, all sorts of things. And they say the reason that he ended the competition is he didn't want to have to pay, which is probably true.
To this day, photographer Gabrielle Saveri says the Butteri remember the event.
Now this whole thing, it's become known as La Sfida, and they all talk about it. So the importance of this is that, you know, Buffalo Bill now has a really prominent role in Butteri history, modern day history, because now it's really become part of their tradition that they beat Buffalo Bill, and they talk about it all the time.
The story illustrates how much pride the Buturi have in their long lineage, and that pride continues to this day as they work to keep the tradition thriving. Right now, more men and women are training to become Buturi. They see this practice as one that can help sustain land in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.